Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of the A Convo With Mo podcast. We were supposed to talk about shrinking yourself this week, but it's Valentine's week and who am I to not talk about love, 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 love? If you guys know me, you know I love love. I've been in a relationship for almost 9 years now. I've been married for 3. And I just am a firm believer that everyone deserves easy love. And I didn't always think this way. I used to think that love was like chaotic, erotic, just like drama, like television, and not in the fairy tale kind of way, but like in the scandal kind of way. No, but honestly, when I was like in high school and college, like it was just not a good time. It was full of situationships and just mess, child. And we thank God for deliverance. but now that I'm in my, mid to late 20s, I want easy love. I want a love that when I think about my partner, I'm at peace, you know? When I think about my relationship, I'm secure. And I feel like everyone deserves that kind of love. I know we're like in an era now where like toxicity, well, let me not lie. I'm hearing the streets is down bad. I don't know if it's because of the era that we're in or like, you know, I don't know, with time changing culture, but like social media, maybe peer pressure. But like I'm hearing, and this is for the ladies, so I'm hearing that the men out there, child. Because I don't really hear guys be like, oh, there's no ladies out here. Like, I don't be hearing that. I be hearing the gurus be saying, it's scary. It is so scary in these streets. And so I wanted to just kind of talk about that today. Like, why is it that social media kind of highlights that, like, Krishan and Blueface? I think, they're a bit much. So, you know, we're not even going to really use them as an example, because I think it's safe to say everyone is quite literally tired of that whole situation. But I feel like it's just like toxic love and like wanting toxic love was like just like a huge trend. Like, I need my girl to be pressed on me, like how so-and-so is going to war for it. Like, baby, let me tell you something. Only thing you need to be going to war for is Christ, okay? You do not need to be going to war about no man, behind no man. I'm telling you, especially if y'all not locked in, like if you don't have no ring. Because when you got a ring, y'all kind of locked in. So it's like, damn, I might got to go to war for it a little bit. But you do not need to be going to war for it by no man that you're dating. Only man you need to be going to war for is the one going to war for you, okay? And that's Christ Jesus. Thank you. But yeah, like, I feel like I just want easy love for everyone. Like, I feel like everyone deserves someone that just makes you feel like a princess. You deserve that love, and that's not asking too much. I don't believe it's asking too much. I don't believe asking for someone to treat you with respect and love and kindness and, you know, also finding them attractive and then bringing you joy. That is not, you know, you're not asking for too much. Security, having security in your relationship. Why is that asking for too much nowadays? Like, there's this whole thing of like, oh, you know, guys not asking girls to be their girlfriends. It's just like a thing. Oh, we know. It's like, no, I want, like, you gotta ask me, you know? You gotta ask me, like, I wanna know that, you know, you put the time and the effort in, and I'm not asking too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like nowadays we make so many excuses for not receiving the kind of love that we deserve. And I hate it. It makes me so sad. You know, I keep saying it, but I want everybody to have an easy love. No, you know, cheating. Goodness gracious, the cheating. I'll be seeing, dude, did you? Okay, so last week on social media, Jacquees, we're going to get a little bit hood rich over here. Jacquees and his ex-girlfriend, Dreezy. These are rappers. Jacquees is a singer. Dreezy is a rapper. And Jacquees' current girlfriend is, I feel like Wendy Williams, but this is nothing new. You know, sometimes we get into the tea. Jacquees' ex-girlfriend is Dreezy. His current girlfriend is Sean, no. What is Deion Sanders' daughter's name? His current girlfriend's name is Deandra Sanders. So, okay, we're going to run it back. The man's name is Jacquees. His ex-girlfriend's name is Dreezy, who's a rapper. And his current baby mama's name is Deandra Sanders, who is football legend Deion Sanders' daughter. Okay? Boom. And so, apparently, you know, Dreezy tweeted, oh, my ex is obsessed with me. And then Deion Sanders' daughter, was like, girl, you tried it. He's not obsessed with you. You're obsessed with him. You keep sending packages to the house. And then Dreezy, mind you, they're fighting over a 5'4 man. But that's, you know, we don't discriminate. I'm just putting that out there. He is 5'4. Dreezy goes, girl, that's an old package. But anyways, here's some text for your man texting me, begging me to start a family. Meanwhile, you're pregnant. He don't even claim your pregnancy. Just like all this, just, I mean, the bar is in H-E-L-L, y'all. The bar is like, if there was a place beneath hell, like that is where the bar is for some women. And I'm not judging you if the bar is in hell. I just want us to band together and just lift that bar up just a bit. You know what I mean? Like, I just want us to band together and just lift it up just above hell. Like, just above. Like, I want it to be in heaven. But, like, if we could just get it just above hell for all of us, I think the men would get it together, you know? Like, I just thought to myself, like, how could you guys possibly be fighting over, or even if you're not fighting, like, publicly embarrassing each other over this man, you know? Like, Dreezy, you should have just been let it go time ago. And also, Deandra, you're the daughter of Deion Sanders, baby. I know you've met plenty men in your life. You, like, baby, oh, Jesus. But I say all that to say, I just feel like that kind of drama, like those are just like when you are in a relationship and you see that drama, like, cause I feel like drama like that doesn't just like pop up. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, you know, it's coming. Like there's like inklings of it. You know what I mean? I went to my lash tech, who was just a doll. And she was like telling me a story about, she's in a marvelous relationship now, but she was telling me a story about when she moved to the States from another country, and she moved specifically for a guy who told her that, you know, I want you to move out here, you know, for me, like, let's live out here together. She moved out to the States, she got an apartment, and then a month later she found out the guy was cheating on her, and it just broke me into pieces, because I'm like, women, like, I feel like we sacrifice so much for men. We sacrifice our careers. We sacrifice our bodies to have children. We sacrifice, you know, our mental space, our well-being sometimes for men. And sometimes it just feels like, damn, I just need you to sacrifice just a little tiny bit, just something. Maybe just sacrifice your allegiance to infidelity. Mm-hmm. Just sacrifice that for me, you know? Maybe just don't cheat. You know what I mean? And I feel like that is those are the kind of things that make love like super hard. Like, why should you be experiencing someone, the fear of someone constantly, you know, stepping out on you? Like, that is like, just, I mean, like, my heart breaks for women that experience that. And it's not, I always say, like, in my relationship, you know, I like to think I have a healthy relationship. We're constantly going to therapy, you know, just trying to make sure that we are on our P's and Q's with each other because we love each other so much. But I always say, I don't believe that I deserved, like, I believe that I deserve the love that I receive, but I don't believe that I'm special, therefore I'm receiving this love. Like, I don't believe that I'm better than any other girl. Like, I believe that every single girl deserves this kind of love, easy love, you know what I mean? And so sometimes I get frustrated when I see women with low bars because I'm like, there is a guy out there that genuinely will love you the way that you want to be loved. And he's not going to be 100% perfect, but he's going to do way more right by you than wrong by you, you know? And so, I don't know. I want the girls to wait. Like, I know some of us are pushing 30. We're hitting near 35. And it's starting to get unchy. The conversations are getting more. Like, more adults are asking you, when are you going to get married? You know? And I'm not experiencing that. I am speaking from a place of privilege, but like, I just have witnessed also around me, marriages crumble from not taking the time to find the one that you love and the one that loves you, right? The one that loves you a lot. Because if, you know, I don't know how I'm going to say that. If you want to know what I was going to say, DM me. It's some tea, but I'm not even going to drop it. I just feel like you got to find a man that adores you, that cherishes the ground you walk on and treats you well, because like, this is your partner, your other half. Even if you guys don't get married, this is just your life partner, like your day-to-day partner. Like, that person should just pour into you so well. And it doesn't have to be perfect, but it should be easy, you know? And so that is today's episode, guys. I keep saying the same thing over again. Happy Valentine's Day to the lovers and to the ladies looking for their partner. You know, I am praying for you, and I am praying that you stay the course and you wait. You know, and I know that it's hard and it's lonely as hell. Like, it's so lonely, I can imagine. Like, entering your early 30s without a partner, especially if you desire one. Some people don't desire one, and if you do, this conversation is not for you, of course. But if you desire love, it's lonely when you know, you don't have a partner, or you can't find someone that can get it right. This podcast is for you to be encouraged that I do believe that your future partner is there, and I do believe that there is a man that will worship the ground that you walk on. He's going to worship God first, but he's going to worship the ground that you walk on second. And so, yeah, that's today's episode. You deserve an easy love. You deserve a love that excites you, that, you know, makes you feel safe and special, you know? Never, 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 never go too low, but don't go too high either, that, you know, you start acting like Rashawn. But yeah, y'all, that's it for today's episode. Make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe. Leave a review if you love today's episode. 5 stars or a comment on how you feel about the podcast, ways to improve, or, you know, what you just love about it. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. I am out, and we will talk again next week. Hopefully next week we actually get to talk about shrinking yourself. But if not, that episode will come, I promise. But all right, guys. Bye.